Now the story of Northwest Airlines Flight 327. On the June 29th flight from Detroit to Los Angeles, there were 14 Syrian men on board. Passengers say the Syrians' behavior was so unsettling that they feared they were witnessing a dry run for a terrorist attack. Federal officials deny that's the case. But now, nearly a month later, questions persist as to whether authorities handled the interrogation of the men appropriately. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Annie Jacobson was sitting in coach class, row 17, when she began to think something was seriously wrong. Jacobson says the men, who'd boarded separately, started exchanging glances. One of them, wearing a yellow T-shirt, seemed to be in charge. Jacobson did wonder if she was overreacting. Then, 20 minutes before landing, the fasten seatbelt sign went on.
Suddenly, in what appeared to be unison, seven of these Middle Eastern men stood up. Four of them went to the front bathroom. Three of them went to the back bathroom, and they went to the bathroom consecutively, very slowly. One of them brought a camera into the lavatory with them, another one had a cell phone, and they were all communicating with, you know, in Arabic with the man in the yellow shirt at this point.
Jacobson's account is corroborated by another passenger seated in first class. She spoke with NPR on condition that her name not be used. She told us, "I've never been more frightened." David Adams, a spokesman for the Federal Air Marshal Service, says there were air marshals on the flight and that they were also disturbed by the men's behavior. So disturbed that officials on the ground were alerted. And when Flight 327 finally landed, without incident, Adams says squads of FBI agents, transportation security officials, air marshals, and LA police were there to meet the men.
They were interviewed individually. Their stories were consistent. They told us that they were playing at a casino outside of Los Angeles. It was a 14-member Syrian band. They gave us the name of the promoter. We talked to the promoter. Actually went out to the casino to make sure they were playing. And then we also then went to the hotel where they were staying at, verified that they were staying at that hotel, and then followed, make sure that they flew back on the flight that they had booked, which was a JetBlue flight from Long Beach to New York.
FBI and immigration officials concur that the men's story checks out, that they were, in fact, the band for a Syrian singer named Noor Mahana, and that they were on their way to a gig at the Sikwan Casino in El Cajon, California. Here's Dean Boyd, a spokesman for Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
There is a myth that's been perpetrated, unfortunately, in the media and on the internet that this was an Al-Qaeda test run or a terrorist test run. We categorically deny that, and all our research and investigation into this shows, in fact, that this was a band of legitimate musicians that, albeit may have been acting suspiciously, but we have run this down to the ground.
Boyd confirmed that the men have now all left the country. He also told us that on the day of the flight to California, 13 of the 14 men were in fact traveling on expired visas. But this afternoon, another immigration and customs official, Russ Kanaki, called to say that new information now suggests otherwise.
Just within the last 24 hours, the Department of Homeland Security was able to verify that an application for extension to their visas had been granted an extension to their visas at the time of the flight on June 29th.
That means the men's paperwork was apparently in order throughout their visit to the U.S. The reason that immigration officials are having trouble sorting out the facts is that immigration investigators were not called to participate in questioning the Syrians. Officials at several agencies concede that was a mistake. Dean Boyd says the rules have since been changed.
We've since made sure that we are notified when there are incidents in which suspicions arise on aircraft, that our agents are notified and are allowed to participate in the interviews of individuals on the ground. So, you know, our intent is to never let this happen again.
But the fact that it did happen, and just a few weeks ago, has set off alarm bells on Capitol Hill. This morning, staff members of the House Judiciary Committee summoned agencies, including the FBI, the State Department, and Homeland Security, to answer questions about the response to Northwest Flight 327. Among them, why, nearly 3 years after September 11th, there was no policy in place for who should be consulted about suspected terrorist activity on the nation's airlines. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.